You hadn't played in the last three?
Well, I just kept practicing hard every day. I knew I couldn't play, so I just practiced hard, got better. I was ready to go. I had to come out hard tonight, though.
How hard was it the whole time to not be able to play in the games, but you know, still be able to practice? But just how hard was it going through all that?
I was very hard. I was at home mad watching them on TV. I supposed to have been out there. I was mad. So it just frustrated me to get in the gym, keep on working hard.
Mm-hmm. It looked like when you got in there, I mean, you drained a couple threes in a hurry. You didn't waste any time getting going.
No, I ain't going to never waste no time. And as soon as I'm getting in, I'm out of it. Yeah. I'm out through it.
Did you feel like you kind of had some time to make up for?
Yeah, a lot of time. I had to come out hard. Had to have coming out.
Yeah. How good does it feel to have a game like that when you've been sitting out for a while?
Real good. I thought I wouldn't be able to do it, but it's on now, though, for real.
Jason, can you talk about how important it is for you guys to finally get to blow a team out a little bit, kind of be up big early and keep it on, you know, the whole way through?
Tough. We just keep working on our defense. We blow out anybody. Keep on fighting. Keep on scrambling. After the ball, we own.
Why do you think you were able to have the amount of intensity as a team defensively tonight? I mean, it seemed like everybody was that way.
Yeah, everybody was that way because we wanted to win. We got a week to practice before the next game, so we had to come out hard on this game, rest for a week.
Did you decide to feel to get out there on the court? I mean, when you like you say it had been a while, I mean, just were you going crazy or just nervous energy or just how'd it feel?
I was good. I ain't had no feeling. I was just ready to play.
What kind of lesson do you think you learned from the whole ordeal?
Help me class. That was a good lesson.
That's
though.
A good
I
lesson
need
to learn right now.
Coach Pelfer, he's got a reputation for being a disciplinarian. You're not the first guy he's disciplined. You probably won't be the last. I mean, just talk about how you guys react to that. Do you understand where he was coming from? He's trying to help you, you know, become a better person. And do you get that?
Yeah, I get it a lot. It just helped me be a better person, grow up. I'm young. I needed that, though, for me. I needed it.
So do you like that he's such a disciplinarian, even though it affected you this way?
Yeah, I like it. It's all good for us. It's worth it.
What were they doing that opened up just the zone defense while you were able to get your shot off so easy, or it just seemed like you were right in the flow?
Yeah, zone. Anybody play zone, I'm trying to shoot them out of house in the home. Yeah, it was just because they were playing zone, though.
I know it was just two games, but you averaged 1 point, were 1 for 6, and tonight you get 19, and you're like 7 out of 11. So just talk about maybe those first couple games being a struggle. Tonight you really had it going.
But the first the games I was doing that, I wasn't getting that many minutes.
Yeah,
I was getting like 7 to 10 minutes. I couldn't get off like that.
I got you. Hey, thanks.